Okay, so we're recording. Okay. So, do you have a favorite bookstore of all time?
I don't know that it counts as a bookstore, but the Green Valley Book Fair is just like 2 miles from where I grew up, my parents' house, and so I used to go there a ton, and I love going there.
Okay, is this in Harrisonburg?
It's outside of Harrisonburg, yeah.
Okay, so you've been going there since you grew up?
Mm-hmm.
So would you say you've been going there, or what would you say is unique about the bookstore or the book fair or bookstore experience?
I mean, it's not like a normal bookstore. It's just kind of a huge warehouse full of books. But I figured out some time ago that for me, owning books is like my version of amassing wealth. So I prefer to buy them than to like go to a library or check them out or borrow them from someone. And they have books that sometimes they're a little dinged up, but usually there's nothing wrong with them. They're just more than were needed, and they're drastically discounted, and tons of them, and it's huge space, just full of books. And you can find things that you wouldn't necessarily find at a bookstore, because with me, if I go into some place like Barnes & Noble, I go in with a mission, get what I need, and leave, because otherwise I don't just, like, peruse.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is, like, unique about, like, having, like, buying a used book? Like, does it tell a story?
Sometimes. There's a shop in Stanton called Black Swan, and then there's one in Waynesboro, called Stone Soup Books that I have gone and I bought used books there. And I found some that are ones that I read when I was a kid, but I've never found copies of since. There are a lot of books that are like out of print or things like that. Or I found really cool old copies of, like, my favorite book is Little Men by Louisa May Alcott. And I was at Black Swan the other week and actually found a really sweet old copy of it with pretty illustrations and things. I think that's kind of cool. It's something they don't make books in the same way anymore.
And that brings me to, like, my next question. Like, do you think bookstores will, like, be phased out eventually with the comings of technology and everything?
The bookstores I like, probably. Like, the little bookstores, I mean, you're already seeing that with, like, the big bookstores, like Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and things. And honestly, I'm more likely to shop on Amazon than I am to shop at a bookstore locally, if it's not a place like one of the ones I listed.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's still enough people that prefer to have actual paper books in their hands versus like e-readers and things, that they won't ever vanish, but I think that they're not going to be as common as they used to be, and it's going to be more of a novelty kind of shop than it would be a normal.
Mm-hmm. So with a couple bookstores you mentioned, what keeps you coming back, like, to these, like, bookstores? Like, what draws you in?
I appreciate quality literature. A lot of what's being written these days is not.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't tend to buy as much of, like, the modern releases. So a lot of the older, like, the places like Stone Soup and Black Swan, where they're used bookshops, a lot of times you're getting a lot of old, really high-quality books, high-quality literature and biographies and things like that. So there's that piece. I love the smell of old books, and I love the, you know, a lot of them are bound, even just the paper that's used and the materials that use just feel different than those, you know, mass market paperbacks that you get. I just love old books.
And with
the book fair, I can take $20 and walk out with like 6 books.
So you're getting money's worth.
So I actually have a really hard time paying the normal price for books, because I got used to growing up going to the book fair and getting a lot of books for not a lot of money.
What's the best memory, like, you have of going to, like, one of these bookshops? And
I don't know. It's always a fun, happy thing. I've taken a lot of friends there, to the book fair, at least. I don't know. The Stone Soup in Waynesboro has become a place where one of my friends who lives in Charlottesville and I like to meet because they have a little cafe in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a fun, we both love to read, so it's a fun place for us to go because we can get lunch and catch up on life, but then we can also
enjoy books.
Like, oh my gosh, look what I found!
Yeah.
Things like that.
That's awesome. So what was like what's your favorite book like ever that you've bought, like that you discovered from one of the places you mentioned?
Well, I mean, like I said, I love Little Men. That's one of my very
mm-hmm.
favorite books. I'm a third grade teacher, so I have a love of kiddie lit. So that's one of them. Aside from that, I don't really know because I have so many books. When I moved, I had like 9 boxes, and one of my guy friends, Aaron, was hauling in one of the last boxes, and he looks at me and he goes, "You're a woman, where are your shoes? Do you own anything else?" I really don't. So I feel like every time I go now and buy books, I'm like, I can't tell Aaron I bought more books. Gosh. I don't know. Like, I love, I guess my favorite, like, fluff reading that I just picked up one day at the book fair and ended up loving and buying a lot more of are the Clive Cussler series. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Sahara, but
mm-hmm.
that was based on one of his books. But I don't know. I find a lot of fun. I found some really cool old biographies that go with the history curriculum that I teach at Black Swan, which was really cool because they were written for kids. But they're about, like, Peter Stuyvesant, who was the Dutch governor of New Amsterdam before it became New York, which is something we teach.
Mm-hmm.
Which you would not be able to find a biography about him.
Yeah.
If you went looking for one today. So I like being able to find those older, more rare items. But.
Yeah, so going off that, like, do you feel like there's, like, a lot to discover, like, still,
oh,
like,
absolutely.
Going into these old places?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of good, like, I hate the stuff that kids read these days. Like,
yeah.
I sound like such an old woman. Kids these days. But, like, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah.
Just, oh my goodness, if I could shred every last one of those. And a lot of, like, those sort of books that my kids
mm-hmm.
pick up, I hate to see them reading those. And there's so many good series of books that, some that are still promoted and some that are not as much.
Mm-hmm.
That aren't printed as much.
Yeah.
And one of my very, very, very favorite books from childhood is something I try to find whenever my friends have babies. It's called How Many Trucks Can a Tow Truck Tow? But it's out of print, and if you try to buy it on Amazon, it's like $130
wow.
for a new copy. But you can every now and then find, like, those sort of books,
mm-hmm.
too. That's probably not high-quality literature, but
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So, like, all the good, like, books
yeah.
are getting kind of phased out.
Yeah.
And you can only find them at these, like, authentic, like,
right.
used bookshops. So,
right.
In Harrisonburg, like, do you feel like the bookstore scene, or whatever you may call it, is, like, more commercial? Or do you think it's more,
absolutely.
Like, authentic? Okay.
It's definitely more commercial. I mean, I think there is downtown a bookshop, but it's never open when I'm downtown, so I've never been
mm-hmm.
in it. And it's not something I necessarily make an effort to go seek it out when it is open. But other than that, I don't know of any bookshops in town that are like that. I think it's definitely more. You've got Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, things like that.
Nothing that's like the Black Swan or
right.
that used
or
book fair
you
that you were
like,
talking about.
It's a small environment where like the proprietor knows his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone at the bookstores around here are employees at a chain bookstore
mm-hmm.
and they might know some things about books and they might know where to find something or they could look it up, but I have found that a lot of times people that run these like smaller bookshops
mm-hmm.
know their books, know books in general,
yeah.
Know
what to look for and
right and have an incredible appreciation for the written word
mm-hmm.
And for the beauty and goodness of that you don't see elsewhere.
So from going to these used bookstores
mm-hmm.
and stuff, have you met like anyone through this experience over the years?
Not really, because I didn't really start, I mean, I've had conversations with people
mm-hmm.
there, but I don't know their names or still communicate with them. But I didn't really start, Black Swan is fairly new, actually, like within the last year or two. But I didn't really start going there until, to Stone Soup and still, like, later in college, and I graduated in 2011, so it's only been, like, 5 or 6 years, and I only go, like, maybe once a year, because it's in Waynesboro, and it's not, like, somewhere I just happen to be in Waynesboro. I'll, like, go with a purpose, but.
So did you go to school at JMU?
I actually went to Mary Baldwin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went.
Okay. So, like, through your college years, like, did you find yourself, like, with schoolwork and everything, going to bookstores a lot, or, like, do you think you kind of, like, appreciated books after the fact that you were in college?
I have been a voracious reader since I was 4.
Okay.
So, like, there are many nights my dad would come in and tell me to turn my light off 5 or 6 times, and, you know, I was 8, and 2 o'clock in the morning I'm still awake, because, oh, just let me finish this chapter, before I knew I'd finish the book. So I've always had an appreciation for books and stuff like that. I was a history major at Mary Baldwin, and so I had to write a lot of papers and my senior thesis and things, so I used a lot of print materials for that, especially because I wrote my thesis on William Wilberforce and the abolition of the slave trade in Britain, and so a lot of the primary resources for that you could only get through a library and, like college loan, or library loan, or whatever they call it. And those were, they're not being reprinted because nobody goes out and buys the 7-volume biography of William Wilberforce written by his sons.
Yeah. Hard to find. Yeah. So, like, you feel like you went to, the book fair, or the book fair and, bookstores, like, more for pleasure reading?
Yeah.
Like, to,
I mean, as I've gotten older, and it's still pleasure reading for me, but as I've gotten older, I've kind of left the fiction. I mean, I still enjoy fiction, and I still enjoy novels, but I'm just as likely to pick up a history book or a theology book or something like that than I am a novel.
So you can really find, like, a bunch of every different kind of genre a book in these places.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, like, what do you, like, prefer, like, the, like, out of all the genres?
All the genres. Yeah. Oh, I think right now, my preference is probably, like, a good theology kind of book, but I also really enjoy more classic literature kind of stuff.
Awesome. So is there anything, like, last, like, closing remarks about, like, the used book fair that you're talking about, or Black Swan, or any other, like, local Harrisonburg bookstores that aren't chain?
Well, the book fair isn't used. It's more of, like, seconds or extras that bookstores, like, they're still new books, but every now and then there's, like, a page printed upside down or something, you know, things like that. I don't know. I think that it's a cool resource to have. I think that as a valley, we have a lot of, people come from all over the world. They have a map, and you're supposed to put a pin for where you're from, and it's, like, pins all over this map of the world.
Oh, really?
That people come, some people travel from all over the U.S. just to go to the book fair, but.
This book fair? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
But a lot of people who are, even international travelers will come, and it's, it's a really cool resource, and it's a really cool thing to have, and, especially in an economy that isn't as strong as ours currently is, it's nice to have those resources that have those books and quality. I mean, they're not all good books, but a lot of them are at a more accessible price.
So is that why you think people are flocking to this specific part? Or
possibly. I mean, they have a good variety. I think as teachers, we spend a lot of our own money on our classroom, and so I know a lot of teachers go, and because they have books, but they also have, like, a lot of the same book for $1.25 for this book, whereas you might pay $15-16 for it at a bookstore, and so it's a good opportunity to get new reading materials for reading groups or things like that, or just a nice variety, because they always have, like, the Caldecott and Newbery winners and Reading Rainbow books and things like that. So I know a lot of teachers that spend a lot of money at the book fair.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And as far as Black Swan, would you, like, recommend, like, going there.
Absolutely.
If you're interested in, like, discovering new things.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a lot of, I mean, you will find some, like, current books, but they don't carry, like, the mass market paperback novel kind of stuff. Like, they're very very picky about what they'll accept, so you're not going to find a lot of, like, Harlequin romances or Louis L'Amour, things like that. You're going to find more of, like, quality material books, but then also, like, just good quality in its content. Not all of them, but a lot, you know, most of them.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think that's all I have for this, but, all right, so...